Morning. Hey, it's a big world. We live on a nice, comfortable planet, 25,000 miles in circumference, diameter of 8,000 miles. It ranges in height from Mount Everest at about 6 miles high to a depth of about 7 miles deep at the Marianas Trench in the Pacific. It's a big world. Indeed, it's the largest of our inner planets. However, when we work away from the sun, we find that the outer planets are quite a bit larger than Earth. And when compared to our sun, Earth is downright tiny. 1 million Earths can fit inside our sun. I guess it's a small world after all. But I'm just getting started. This graphic shows that our sun is a rather, tiny star when you compare it to other stars like Sirius and Pollux and Arcturus. Okay, now check out that arrow on your far left. That's pointing to a speck called Jupiter, and Earth is invisible on this graphic. Okay, so you're looking at Arcturus, the big one again, and now find it on this next graphic. It's even Arcturus is small when compared to Rigel and Aldebaran and the red giants Betelgeuse and Antares. And it makes you wonder, doesn't it, just how trivial our little Earth is? Do we even matter at all? When put into perspective of the entire universe, do our petty little plans, our hopes, our dreams, our prayers, do they have any bearing whatsoever? And what about our decisions? Those decisions that at the time seem so important, they mean the world to us, do they really hold any significance? This morning's devotional topic is about the decisions we make. So, have you decided? I'm talking about your career here. Do you know what you're going to do with the time you've been given? Many of you know, I suppose. A lot of you don't. Some of you think you know, but you're wrong. You just don't know it yet. And I talk like that because that's the way I was. I thought I had it all figured out. I knew what I was going to do with my life. I was going to be some hotshot airline pilot. By the time I was 18, I already had a pilot's license in one of these planes, a single engine. But then God brought me back down to earth and said that He'd rather have me create lesson plans rather than flight plans. But you know, just in case you're wondering, I have no regrets. I've had nothing but blessings thanks to that decision. And one of the blessings is being here, surrounded by great Christian young people. But seriously, Scripture, Holy Scripture is full of examples of people who had a tough decision to make. And there were those that made good decisions, like Joseph, making himself known to his brothers so that the line of Christ could be continued when the Israelites moved to Egypt. Ruth, deciding to follow her mother-in-law Naomi to a new land where she would be part of the seed of David, or seed of Christ, as a great-grandmother to David. And then there were the wise men who, being warned by God in a dream not to go back to Herod, returned home by going another way. But all too often we read in the Bible about those who made poor decisions. The earth-shattering decision of Eve to eat the forbidden fruit, and Adam followed suit. And ever since then, people have been making horrible decisions. Cain's decision to kill his brother, the decision of Lot's wife to turn and gaze at Sodom, David's decision to cover up his adultery sin by committing murder, and the decision of Judas to take his own life. And while these decisions are sobering indeed, isn't it demoralizing to know that a lot of bad decisions are still being manifested now in our own lives? I mean, we're good at making poor decisions. Even when we mean well, so many of our choices don't turn out the way we intend. we could all say with the Apostle Paul, I don't do the good things I want to do. I keep on doing the evil things I don't want to do. In your life, you will make a lot of decisions. Some not so important, some that appear huge. You have a career decision ahead of you. God willing, a spouse to spend the rest of your life with. What to name your children. When to allow them to drive your car. Isn't it good to know, though, that the most important decision that you could possibly make has already been made for you? The decision of whether or not to accept Jesus as your personal Savior has been taken out of your hands. And that's a good thing. I mean, nothing personal, but if that decision was left to you, you would just mess it up. And so would I. The fact is that God gives us the Christian liberty to make all sorts of decisions. But a decision regarding our conversion is not one of them. If that decision of whether or not to follow Christ was left to us, we would not make the right decision. There is none who does good. No, not one. But because Jesus came down to our tiny, seemingly insignificant planet to live, die, and rise again, we no longer walk in darkness. Yes, the decisions we make are, you know, flawed, our daily decisions. But the fact that God shows me from eternity means that I can walk in newness of life. Tiger Woods once said, "In life, a person makes many decisions, but in the end, his decisions make him." And this is true, isn't it, in a way? Because the decisions that we make show exactly what kind of people we are. Because sometimes we make decisions that cater to our selfishness and our laziness and our impatience and our greed and our lust. As long as we walk on this earth, we have to live with our decisions, good or bad. But a critical point here in this study is the question, on what do we base our decisions? If we make decisions based on faith, faith in the true God, then and only then will our decisions be acceptable to God. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. I mean, we might please other people with a choice we make once in a while, but unless the decision proceeds from faith, we cannot please God. In life, you'll come to a crossroads once in a while where you'll need to make a big decision. And when you get there, ask yourself, what would God have me do? And in the meantime, practice making decisions by asking the same question with decisions of smaller magnitude. The good news is that when it comes to spiritual decisions, we don't choose God. We didn't choose God. He chose us. We love Him because He first loved us. And we were saved on the day of our baptism, not when all of a sudden it dawned on us that we should decide to accept Jesus into our heart. So praise be to the Heavenly Father who chose us. Praise be to the God who sent His Son to live with us on our tiny planet and to make us part of His family. Amen. Let's close with the verse on the screen.